Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Back here, the first round of the Cyclone Classic, first game of the first round, Mountain Home and Van Buren. After one quarter of play, Van Buren leading 14-10 over Mountain Home. I've been in the first quarter, they had a scoreboard malfunction, and it all zeros, almost like the game's been reset, so they're quickly doing that, and hopefully it will not alter the time we're ready for the start of the game, but we do need to start the second quarter. But we do need to tell you that Talon Benton and David Waymire both have two personal fouls. So both of them spent a good portion of that first quarter on the bench. Talon Benton did lead the Bombers in that first period with 5 points. Van Buren, 9 points for Jordan West. They do have everything set, and we're ready to go. Alternating possession goes over to Van Buren to start this quarter. We're sitting over next to the Van Buren bench. They're the home team, and they were talking in during that timeout, during the break in the quarter, about ball pressure. They want more pressure around the three-point line. They thought they were giving up too many good looks, even though the Bombers didn't shoot many threes. That's what we'll see if they do make that adjustment, see how the Bombers retaliate. We have a whistle of fouls. We start the second period. It'll be on Mountain Home. It'll be on number 24. And Luke Pibble is the first, and that'll be the fourth team foul against the Mountain Home. The Pointers have it coming off the screen, faking the three is Kendricks, drives inside, dumps it down low. Gilmore's layup is no good, tips it up, no good. A battle for it. They play volleyball with it, and Colton Peters snatches it out of the air, and he'll bring it up the front of the floor. A pass ahead to Cruz, and a brief 5-on-4 as Van Buren went for the steal, missed. A three-pointer is knocked down by Hunter Bashiers. And when you go for that steal, as Van Buren did, that ball pressure they were talking about created that brief 5-on-4, and somebody was open. It was Bashiers. He knocks down the three. 14-13. They're going to go inside. Gilmore caught it. He traveled with the basketball. Applying defensive pressure there was number 4, Bennett Pinson. And to be honest with you, Gilmore thought he had an open, easy layup. He turned around, and when he saw the defender there, he shuffled his feet. The Bombers trailing by a point. Just 1 minute into the second period. And Van Buren has extended out their zone defense to right at the three-point line. They go for another steal. Brief 5-on-4 as they miss this one. Faking the three this time is Benson. All right, Pinson, Bennett Pinson. He has it on the right wing. Picking him up is Jordan West. Going to go to the high post. It's Cruz. Put it on the floor. The ball was knocked away and taken away by the Pointers. Pointers lead it by one. Long pass down the floor to West. He's picked up inside now to Gilmore. Whistle foul. Makes the shot. Count the basket, then he drew the foul. It'll be on number 4, Bennett Pinson, his first. The 16th foul for the Bombers. And Gilmore now with 7. Free throw is good. A substitute coming in for the first time. Sorry, he was a star. He's coming back in. First time, second period. 6'3 senior Gavin Ball. He'll be replacing Jordan West, who checks out with 9 points, leading all scores. 17-13 our score. Van Buren leading with 6.5 to go here in the first half. With a basketball on the right wing, Colton Peters lost the handle on it. It was tipped back to him by Cresilius. Peters has it back. On the left wing now, Bashiers. They'll swing it around right side. Dibble double team. Needs some help. Ball knocked away. Gets it back. His sash is deflected out of bounds. And that could have been dangerous. It could have been going the other direction. Van Buren really stepping up the pressure. Half-court pressure, and that time was the first trap that we've seen in the ball game by the Pointers. One-handed pass over on the left wing. This is Dibble. He'll dribble to the top of the key. The Bombers playing catch and dribbling around the three-point line. On left wing for Shears, he'll drive inside, throws it to Cruz at the top of the key, and now a three-point try by Dibble. This is no good. Getting the rebound underneath is Peters. Power dribble, turnaround jumper is off the mark. hit the back of the iron. With the rebound was Burnett, and a whistle and a steal made by Dibble, and the jump ball is going to be called. Good hustle by Luke Dibble, and he just snuck in behind Burnett. Alternate possession goes over the Bombers, so turnover for Mountain Home. Bombers trailing by four. 5-4, you have to play here in the first half. On the right wing is Cruz. They'll throw it in the left corner to Peters. And the opening round of the 2017 Cyclone Classic here in Russell, Arkansas. These two teams played last week. Van Buren won that game by 15. They have an over and back call against Mountain Home as they threw it in the backcourt. Dibble had to chase it down. Didn't really have a chance. But he needed to go chase it down so it wouldn't be a breakaway layup for the Pointers. Van Buren with their largest lead is four. They've matched that here at 17-13. They have the basketball ball deflected away by Casilius, and here comes Mountain Home, a two-on-two. Cruz taking all the way. His lip is blocked out of bounds and last touched by the Bombers. And Coach Bolcher doesn't agree with that. He's wanting the official there to check with the other one. He doesn't agree with it. He thought Van Buren touched it last. And he's not going to win this appeal, though. 5 minutes, 4 seconds left to play here in the first half. 17-13, our score. The Pointers lead it. Hand it off to Kendricks, and now they're just playing a three-man weave around the three-point line. And a throw inside now underneath the ball. His shot too hard off the backboard. Gets it back, goes back up with it, and makes this one. Ball's first points of the game, and Van Buren's largest lead now is six. 19-13. Running right past this is Colton Peters. Stops his dribble, subtle team, and a jump ball is going to be called as he was tied by Gavin Ball. All team possession goes over to Van Buren. As now, they've held off as long as they can. Coach Fulcher, he's going to bring in Talon Benton and David Waymeyer, each with two fouls. Waymeyer, of course, 6'9 senior, wide body in there. And Talon Benton with 5 points. You're trying to hold off as long as you can. You don't want him to pick up the third foul. Here's a three-pointer knocked down by Presley Kendricks. 22-13. It's an 8-0 run for the Pointers. And the Bombers need to stop the bleeding here. On the right wing is Talon Benton. Coming off the screen is Peters at the top of the key. He'll try left wing to Cruz. Working down a low post to Waymeyer. They go inside. Turnaround jumper. Ball knocked away. He never got the shot up. And he turned around and was knocked away by a ball on the backside. And here comes Van Buren looking to add their 9-point lead. At the top is Ball. To the left side, Burnett. You can hear Austin Trimley, the coach for Van Buren. And he's the one right next to our mic. Van Buren, slow down. They have the shot clock turned on, but it's not running. He's sitting at 35. There's a 3-point shot from the corner. No good. Cruz has it. Have a tournament here in Russell in which they use the shot clock. They need to turn that thing off. It's a little distracting. It's right above the scoreboard on both sides. They're going to go inside to Waymeyer. Turnaround jumper is no good. It's a little short. And now we have a timeout by Van Buren as soon as they get the rebound. And we'll take a 30-second break. They'll make it a 60-second break. 3:15 left to play here in the first half. Van Buren leading the Bombers 22-13. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Three minutes, 15 seconds left to play here in the first half. Van Buren leading the Bombers 22-13. The Pointers currently on an 8-0 run. And with the basketball. at the top of the key is Braden Gilmore, 6'3 sophomore. He'll try it right wing to Zane West, who's checked back into the game, along with his brother Jordan West. In the corner now to Burnett. He'll drive inside, trying to throw it outside, but it was tipped and intercepted by Benton. Allen Benton, he'll bring it up the floor as he waited everybody to get down the floor. He'll dribble up to the right wing. Bombers go on the attack. Inside to Cruz. Double, triple team. Ball knocked away, and he gets it back. Waymire has it at the high post at the free throw line. He's double teamed. He'll throw it out on the left wing to Colton Peters. Benton and Waymire got to be careful. They both have two fouls. 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Here's a three-point try by Benton. Nothing but net. His second three of the game. 8 points for Talon Benton. And that stops the 8-0 run. Makes it 22-16. Still within striking distance. Zane West hands it off to Jordan West. And a lot of back. And a sin deflected. But this time out of bounds by Talon Benton. Right, substitute coming in for Van Buren. This will be Presley Kendricks, a 6'1 junior. He replaces Zane West. 2:13 left to play first half. The Pointers leading the Bombers 22-16. Burnett can inbound it right in front of the Bomber bench. Gets it inbounds. On the left wing is Jordan West looking inside. Tell you they have a 6'8 junior, K.J. Stewart. He played not even quite a minute and a half of this game before picking up a foul. He's been on the bench ever since. They tried to go inside, a bounce pass down low, and it was knocked out of bounds by Waymire. Body kicked it out of bounds, which is an automatic stoppage, but they didn't rule that. They let it roll out of bounds first. A minute 59 left to play first half. Pointers are going to inbound it on the left baseline near the three-point line, though. Not a lot of room over there. Basically handing it in to Kendricks. Looked like he was going to pull the trigger on three. They left him open. He popped a couple times, but he sends it north to Mackey Burnett. And now Gilmore, check that. Kendricks has it on left wing, this time closely guarded by Cruz. Minute 40 left. Van Buren, this is the most patient we've seen them. They're going to try a long three as soon as I say that. Gavin Ball, probably ill-advised, missed this one badly. Ball was tipped, and Cruz has it. In the front court has been. He'll leave it for Cruz at the top of the key, who's trailing the play. A minute 23 left to play in the first half. And here's a pass. Interior pass is going to be intercepted by Gavin Ball. He's going to try and take it all the way, and a blocking. Oh, a charge. The official signaled blocking, and he changed his mind. And to be honest with you, he made the right call. This is going to be another 10, Gavin Ball. It'll be his first. And now let's see. Baylor Casilius. Casilius coming in for Mount Palm, as is Luke Dibble. He'll replace Waymire and also Benton. Good move here by Coach Fulcher. Benton and Waymire were each with two fouls. There's a little over a minute left in the first half. You don't want to pick up a cheap third foul. You only trail by six. There's a bounce pass down low, and it's out of the reach of Luke Cruz, and Van Buren has it in the final minute of the first half. Pointers leading at 22-16. And Burnett, with 51 seconds left, is dribbling around the half court. And Van Buren looks like a team that's what's played for one shot. However, Coach Trimley's trying to organize the offense. And now they are going to play for one shot. We'll tell you that the winner of this game will play the winner of Sylvan Hills and Greenwood. The loser will play the loser of that game. Sylvan Hills plays Greenwood at 7 o'clock. We'll look at all the action here of the first round of the Cyclone Classic. Here at halftime here in just a matter of moments, to be honest with you. It's first round game here. It's killing time, folks. That's what Burnett's doing, so I'm doing the same thing. 15 seconds left to play the first half. They figure they're going to make their move soon. He's still around the half-court line. And with 9 seconds, he's going to start his move. He's going to hand it off now to Kendricks. And here comes the pressure by the Bombers. A pass in the corner, faking the three as Kendricks drives inside. Layup is good. However, it's going to be waved off because Jordan West tried to follow with a slam dunk, and he hung on the rim before the ball went through. And are we going to put more time on the clock? The officials wait. They say basket interference, no basket. And now they're going to say it's halftime. So they're going to see if they're going to put another second on there. They're not. So the Bombers draw a break there. That ball was going in, but Jordan West jumped up and grabbed the rim with both hands while the ball was still in the cylinder. That was an easy call. And so our halftime score is Van Buren 22 and the Bombers 16. We'll take a break. Come back with your halftime show. You're listening to Bomber Basketball and Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show, coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Don't forget to join us for a piece of cake on Thursday, December 14th from 1 to 3 at our anniversary open house. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.